Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Right, the most bizarre email last week, man. This is the first of this kind that we have received because we've been talking about AI quite a bit, and it is scary.
Yeah, that artificial intelligence has gotten super intelligent here as of recent.
I mean, it can write anything that you want for it. Students now are going there and saying, hey, you know, write me a study on blank biology or whatever. And the thing just writes it all out for you. We played with a little bit when it came to like stand-up comedy, which it sucked at. But at least it put together a set, right? So the email here we got is, hey, Burt Show, I got a really weird one for you. And that's for sure. I've been married to my wife for almost 4 years. We've had what I would describe as a pretty successful marriage. We've had hard patches, but nothing crazy or out of the norm. We're both in our mid-20s and are focusing on getting our careers going. With that being said, we both work quite a bit, but always manage to find time for each other. Well, lately I've noticed that my wife has been spending a lot more time on her laptop than she usually does. At first, I didn't think a whole bunch about it, but it got to a point where it's almost like I didn't exist. We have a small part of the day we can actually spend together, so it was just odd that she suddenly wanted to be glued to her computer. So I got nosy one day and decided to look on her laptop and see what she's been spending so much time on. As I opened her computer, I saw that her webpage was on ChatGPT. That seems to be the most popular AI that mm-hmm. most are using right now. So I started looking around and found her previous conversations with it. And what I saw was the absolute, capital letters, absolute last thing I was expecting. She was having explicit sexual conversations with ChatGPT, like role play scenarios where they were describing very specific things they were doing to each other. I scrolled and I scrolled and I scrolled, and it went on forever. He writes pages of it.
It's AI foreplay.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, we can debate that in a second. Yeah. I've used ChatGPT in the past, and I know it limits its responses to not be inappropriate and has strict guidelines that it follows. So I was beyond confused. So I did some research, and apparently there is a way to, quote unquote, jailbreak ChatGPT, basically meaning you can make it drop all of its guidelines and make it do and say whatever you want. I honestly don't even know how to approach this situation. How do I bring it up? Is it cheating? Am I the first person in the history to be cheated on with AI?
Wow.
What do I do? So 1-855-BIRD-SHOW if you guys have some kind of advice, but this is the first one of these we've gotten.
Wasn't there a movie where some guy had a relationship with Siri? I feel like this is just the 2023 version of that.
It was it starred Joaquin Phoenix. Yes, and it was called Her.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So what was your question before we were in a debate?
It's essentially like AI foreplay. So because it's maybe she's just using it to get in the mood to either take care of herself or before she's with her husband.
So if this scenario was her going online and looking at pictures for you guys, is that to get her in the mood? Either way, it's a problem. right? If this is what you need to get you in the mood, but
well, everybody has their own kinks, and maybe she has an AI kink. It's a new one.
Well, look, hold on,
brand new.
Now, if
Bart, that's fresh out the blast.
It still has that new AI smell.
Look, if Bart was going online,
yes,
to get in the mood before being intimate with you in any way, shape, or form over and over and over again,
yeah,
that's not like a kink. That's a problem.
Well, for some people, it depends on the person that's in the relationship, how you view it. It depends on your perspective. For some, it just may be a kink, and that's what gets them turned on and gets them going. And for others, that may be an issue that you need to do something like that before being with me, and I can't be your kink.
Well, this takes up a totally different conversation, but if you got a kink that you have to have before you and I get intimate, that is a problem in our relationship.
And it's a problem in mine too, but it may not be a problem in everybody's. Mm-hmm.
I think the difference here is that it doesn't sound like he's getting any action out of this. It sounds like mm-hmm. the little time that they could be spending together,
yeah.
she's choosing to talk to her little internet boyfriend.
So this is a good point here. Alex, good morning. Thanks for joining the convo. What do you got?
I don't think it's cheating.
Because?
I really don't.
Keep going. Why?
There's a lot of women's books out there that really go deep into some sexual things.
That's erotica really novels.
So there's this point right there, which I don't think is a bad one at all. So if she's reading a book, right, mm-hmm. and it's a romantic novel or it's something a little bit more graphic.
Oh, this is 50 Shades of AI.
It's a whole new world.
Essentially.
But if you were reading a book like that and getting all frisky, you wouldn't even think twice about it, right?
No, it's... Personally, out the gate, I don't feel like this is cheating, all right? But I do feel like in a marriage, and this is something that she's hiding from you. But again, are you supposed to come clean to your husband if you're reading erotica novels? Like, we always talk about independence. You always talk about independence in a relationship, right? Like, you have your thing, I have my thing, but we're also a unit together as well. So, in my gut, I don't feel like this is cheating. I'm sure it was very off-putting for you to read this, and she's describing doing things to a fictional person when she could be doing those things to you rather than writing about it. So I understand like the hurt and the confusion behind all of it. And I do feel like it's worthy of a conversation. I just don't feel like it's cheating.
The difference between the AI and like an erotic novel or whatever is that it's so interactive. I mean, you know, you're saying something and there's someone saying something back. And even though we know it's not a real person, it is an intelligence. It's artificial intelligence and they can evolve. So that's where it feels weird, because if she was having these conversations with another man, like all of us would be like, absolutely, hands down, uh-huh. this is problematic, but it's a machine. So at the end of the day, I don't think it's cheating, but I do think it's this weird, uncomfortable gray area where you're like, hey, I feel like we should converse about this or be us together or just have a conversation about it.
I would absolutely have feelings about this. I wouldn't be able to describe them, but I would have feelings about it.
You know what? Go to ChatGPT and ask them what your feelings are about it.
Hey, Robert, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show. Thanks for joining the convo. What's up?
Hey, yeah, I kind of want to like back up what she just said. Yeah, no, it's not a real person, but I kind of feel like it's a conversation that you need to have, because there's something that she clearly wants and that she doesn't really know how to say it to him. But he just needs to approach it calmly and, you know, try and make sure that they're both in the same headspace. That way they can get into an understanding together. And that would call me really off guard. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, this is the first of its kind that we've received like this. I mean,
that's different.
One more. Yep. Allison, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show.
Hi. I think it's a little bit different than erotica, I'm not going to lie. Although it's not a real person per se, she's having a conversation. It's like going online. It wouldn't be incredibly different than going online and talking to another person and talking about what you're going to do to each other and things like that. That's different to me than reading pages. I mean, depending on the couple, you have different boundaries, but this is someone actually coming back to her, making comments.
But it's not a person. It's not a person. It's the computer. It's
a robot.
AI. It's robot.
It is a robot, but she's using it as someone to talk back to her, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it's coming back with responses to her, even if it's real or not. It's two steps away from just going to find somebody to talk to sexually that isn't your spouse.
Right.
The more I think about it, the more I'm like, if I saw my husband reading like some book and it had some erotic scenes in there, I literally would not think twice.
Me neither.
If I caught him sexting a bot, because that's what it is, I would be like, okay, listen, take those words, move it over to a text chat with me,
yeah,
your real human wife, and then we can converse that way. I would have a problem
with
it.
Yeah, this feels like a gateway to something. It's just not, don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's not cheating, but I got a problem with it. Right.
The Bert Show.